So we're coming towards the crocodile trap where about 9.5 years ago Tommy Nichols lost a couple of fingers. Where is this trap?
South Coast Creek.
Yes, there's one in here.
There's a croc in the trap. He's high twos, you can see his head just there.
High twos?
Yeah, 2 metres up plus, yeah.
So what happens now? Now that the door's down, you can see the little snout there.
We estimate the size of the croc to see what size rope we use for a snout rope. Danny's got the snout rope. She's got a couple of sticks there. Some crocs open their jaws up. The bigger ones always seem to open their jaws up quite easily. Sometimes the smaller ones tend to take a while.
There's quite a few boats around here too, Tommy.
Yeah, a lot of them moor down here during the wet season too, and some are permanent mooring.
Yeah, right.
Now Robbie's coming on now. He's going to put the zip tie on. And that will secure his jaws. Excuse me.
And that's Tommy's phone. Wow, I have no idea how they just did that, but Danny's actually secured a rope around the croc's top jaw, and now Robbie's put a large cable tie around the jaw to actually close the jaw of the crocodile. Beautiful. I mean, you wouldn't want to come in contact with it, but it does look absolutely beautiful. I can see its orange teeth. There goes the jaws coming out. They're pulling it out.
Now he's already got the zip ties on the croc itself. He's also put the hessian bag over his eyes to cover his eyes. That tends to calm him down, like most animals calm him down a bit.
Wow, look at his belly. Wow, they've just pulled this crocodile.
That's why.
This is that same croc then. He's the same one.
How do you know he's the same one that they were feeding at the wharf?
One of the blokes said he looked as though he had a problem going down. He looked as though he was somewhat deformed.
Yeah.
And you can see that hump in the back there.
Yeah.
He's pretty skinny, eh?
For his size.
Well, he was eating chips.
Male.
He's a male.
How can you tell that he's a male?
Usually if they're over 12 foot, you can tell they're male because the females don't grow, or over 12 foot, the females don't grow that big. This one, otherwise this size, you have to physically sex them. And that's what he's just done by inserting his finger on the inside.
Where did Robbie put his finger? What?
In the vent. There's a vent on the inside here.
Yeah. Where is it?
It's in here, see?
Oh.
The vent in there.
And what are you looking for? What's the difference? What does it feel like?
Are we on radio?
Yeah, come on, tell me.
Bit of a stem there, which you can quite easily pick the male itself, and the female's just got two little slits there, that's all.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So the penis of the crocodile is actually inside the crocodile.
Yes.
It doesn't hang out.
No, it doesn't hang out.
Yeah, right.
Only when he uses it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You're not going to put this on, are you?
Yeah, I reckon I will, for sure.
That's it, Vicky.
Very beautiful, really. I mean, it's kind of awesome. Really?
Well, the colouring is so different too on some of them. You know, you get a much lighter yellow fleck or a white fleck in them along with the black. So they do change, a lot of them change in colours a bit.
Mm.
And touch his belly, they're quite, you know, that's the soft part.
There? Oh, I can't even touch him. Touch Why it, can't yeah. I touch him?
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's so soft. Wow. Why did I think that crocodile skin would be really hard?
A lot of people have that impression. It's the same when people touch snakes for the first time, they tend to think they're going to be slippery or something like that. But once you touch them, yeah, people, they do have a lovely skin, that's for sure.
Wow. I was going to ask if I could feel inside the hole to feel whether or not it was a boy or not, but considering I can't even touch the side of the damn thing, maybe I won't.
Oh, look, if you wish, we aim to please.
I don't think I can. So you reckon about 2 metres?
Oh, he's over 2 metres. Yeah, I'd say he'd be at least 2.8 or 7, 2.7, 2.8 metres.
How heavy do you think he is?
He'd probably easily go 90 kilos, I suppose, a bit more.
I'm nearly that heavy.
Okay, well, he's 120 kilos.
And that's the right answer. So the croc stays in the boat until you get back to the
crocs
station?
Yeah, the croc's all secured to the boat itself, so that's no problems. He'll stay in the boat and we head back to the workshop, and from there we take some measurements and other statistics, and then you go to the croc farm.
That's it. That's your morning on the water.
That's our morning in the water. Now we go back and do a bit of maintenance, wash that up, and we've got some mobile traps to rebait. So unfortunately, it's not the end of the day. We've still got a fair bit to do.